In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Good morning, and welcome to our churches of St. Catherine and St. Margaret for this our service of home worship on the ninth Sunday after Trinity. It is lovely to have you with us. Let us pray. Father of glory, holy and eternal, look upon us now in power and mercy. May your strength overcome our weakness, your radiance transform our blindness, and your spirit draw us to that love, shown and offered to us by your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. As we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you have shown us the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you have given us knowledge of your truth. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the Good Shepherd leading us to life. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Alleluia, Alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, Alleluia to the triune majesty. Almighty God, who sent your Holy Spirit to be the life and light of your church, open our hearts to the riches of your grace, that we may bring forth the fruit of the Spirit in love and joy and peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you that have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labour for that which does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear, and come to me. Listen, so that you may live. I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. See, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples. See, you shall call nations that you do not know, and nations that you do not know shall run to you, because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel. For he has glorified you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The response to Psalm 145. I will bless you and praise you forever, my God and King. I will bless you and praise you forever, my God and King. The Lord is faithful in all his words, and gracious in all his deeds. The Lord upholds all who are falling, and raises up all who are bowed down. I will bless you and praise you for ever, my God and King. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand, satisfying the desire of every living thing. The Lord is just in all his ways, and kind in all his doings. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. I will bless you and praise you forever, my God and King. He fulfills the desire of all who fear him. He also hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord, and all flesh will bless his holy name for ever and ever. I will bless you and praise you for ever, my God and King. A reading from Paul's letter to the Romans. I am speaking the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience confirms it by the Holy Spirit. I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart, for I could wish that I myself were accursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my own people, my kindred according to the flesh. They are Israelites, and to them belong the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the worship, and the promises. To them belong the patriarchs, and from them, according to the flesh, comes the Messiah, who is over all. God blessed for ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Jesus said to them, they need not go away. You give them something to eat. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Now when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them and cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away, so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They replied, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds, and all ate and were filled, and they took what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full, and those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. In the scriptures, food has rich association. In the Old Testament, we hear of the forbidden fruit in the Garden of Eden, where food symbolized wisdom and temptation. And in the New Testament, Jesus is frequently shown having eaten a meal with Mary and Martha, relaxing with friends, eating with Zacchaeus, where Jesus demonstrates his regard for people who were often overlooked. Dining with tax collectors and sinners is a statement of who the Son of Man came to save. In the miracles of the loaves and fishes, food is a sign of blessing and abundance. In today's Gospel, Jesus, having heard the tragic news of his cousin, John the Baptist, being murdered, is no doubt wondering what his own fate might be. He decides to slip across to the Lake of Galilee and spend a few quiet hours with his friends. Unsurprisingly, the huge crowds that have been following Jesus have other ideas. They hurry round the lake on foot, so that as Jesus' boat arrives at the shore, they are waiting for him. As we can imagine, as soon as he sees the crowds, all thoughts of peace and quiet disappear. The disciples suggested dispersing the crowds to the villages to buy their own food, but Jesus suggests otherwise. At once, Jesus responds to their needs, eager to help them and to offer those who are sick to his healing touch. These are people who are also hungry and needed to be fed. By the time evening falls, the disciples are at a loss and appear to panic a little as they ask how they are to feed 5,000 guests with only 5 loaves and 2 fish. Jesus appears to brush aside their anxieties as he takes hold of the loaves and fish and prays over them. Incredibly, as the disciples are distributing the bread and fish to the people who are now sat on the grass, not only is there enough to share, but there is enough food left to fill a dozen baskets. There could scarcely be a more startling proof that God is concerned for those who are hungry, and that for God's numbers, whether it be 5 or 5,000, do not matter. When people are anxious, Jesus brings reassurance. When they are confused, he brings enlightenment. Where they are sick, he brings healing, and when they are hungry, he brings bread. It is clear that the ministry of Christ is not just to the spirit or the soul, but to the whole person. He is not just food for the spirit, but for the body also. Food represents an opportunity in the gospel of Christ. As in the Garden of Eden, it suggests the desirability of true wisdom and the necessity of resisting temptation. And the miracle of the loaves and fishes is a rich reminder of the mission to Jesus to proclaim the kingdom, to heal, to nourish, and to bless. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the Church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the Church throughout the world, for the leaders of the Church, among them Mary our Bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese and for our own ministry area, that the Church may faithfully work with Christ to proclaim the saving love of God to the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for the victims of violence and oppression, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering from conflict, famine or drought. May the leaders of the nations be led by the Spirit to bring peace and hope where there is conflict and despair. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends and neighbours. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. May we persevere in the ways of Christ, bringing hope and peace to those in need around us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. Relieve them according to their need, strengthen them with your Holy Spirit, and console them with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones, and we pray for the recently departed and those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Welcome them and all the departed into the eternal joy and peace of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Jesus said, "Peace I bequeath to you, my own peace I give you, a peace the world cannot give. This is my gift to you. The peace of the Lord be with you, and with all those whom you love, and also with you." Let us pray. Holy Father, who gathered us here around the table of your Son to share this meal with the whole household of God, in that new world where you reveal the fullness of your peace, gather people of every race and language to share in the eternal banquet of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Before our blessing and final hymn, may I take this opportunity to thank you for joining with us, and hoping that you will be able to join with us once again next week, and hoping too that you will have a peaceful and blessed week. The Lord be with you, and also with you. The peace of God, which is beyond all understanding, guard your hearts in the knowledge and love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.